Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Hallelujah. Have your mercy.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't want no devils.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Oh.
Yes.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it.
Now we need your love. Oh,
pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream, this is everything, everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more, somewhere I can feel faith, and in my holy war.
The pressure, not blessing. Why, oh, why you do me wrong? Whoa. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Hey. Don't have much friend to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no.
Cause I look to the light. If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia.
Treat the demons just like Pam.
I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her.
You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part. You can't tweet.
I'm lonely, you're lonely too. Ho, ho, ho. Come on, tune in, tap in, tap in. Welcome to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, where I'm your gracious host, Tyron Joe. Come on. Oh, 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 I'm lonely, you're lonely too. Come on, let's go. Man, man. Oh, man. Woo. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee, 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 ooh. Man, shout out to the Free Nationals, man. I mean, you know what? I heard some of their music long time ago, but I didn't know that they could get down like that. Shout out to the Free Nationals, Daniel Caesar, man, he helped write that song. Oh man, Beauty and Essex is the name of that song. You better go check that song out. I'm lonely, you lonely too. So hey, let's make this thing work. All right, well, you know what, we're gonna cut right to it. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you all for tuning in tonight to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. I am Tyron Joe, your gracious host, and I am excited as always to be here with you on a Thursday night, because this is for me on a Thursday night, this is like Bible study. This is like church, you know what I'm saying? I get to spend this time with people, fellow believers and fellow thinkers such as myself, to be able to talk about topics that, you know, that, hey, it's not just what I like, but I know this is a topic that everybody likes, dating and relationships. But tonight, we're going to do things just a little bit different. It's not going to be dating and relationship, although it can be. It can be whatever you want it to be. But we have in the building, man, we have in the building somebody that is not to be played with. We have a powerhouse in the building, our good brother, our good friend, all the way from L.A., Los Angeles, California. Our good brother, he is here. I'm not going to prolong this thing, so this is how we're going to do it. Once we get the brother on, we're going to let him talk. We're going to let him flow. Probably maybe about after a good 20, 30 minutes, we're going to open it up for questions from the chat room. The link for you, the number for you to dial is running at the bottom of the screen. And it's going to be limited because we have a whole panel, too. We got my co-host. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring one of my co-hosts in because I see him. Let him chop it up real quick before we bring our special guest on. We're going to do things a little bit different tonight. And when we get ready to bring our panel on to talk, because we got one co-host in now, probably had two more join us later on, we want them to do one question, because when you see how this brother can flow, he gonna flow and probably answer everybody else's question that's gonna follow. Okay, let me see, we got somebody asking questions over here in the private chat. Yes sir. It's our YouTube link. You can go to our YouTube page. Hold on one second, we're going to get this YouTube link, and what I do, I'll post our YouTube link in the chat room. Yes, sir, that's what I do. I'll post the YouTube link in the chat room. Ladies and gentlemen, I am thankful he's here. What we're going to do, we're going to bring Big John in real quick and chop it up with Big John. What up, John? Yes, sir. We got our good brother from Los Angeles. He's an herbalist, man, and he's no Rudy Pooh. Okay, he's been known to be a spiritual advisor to Will and Jada. Okay, yeah, he's from Los Angeles, so a lot of our Hollywood, our Black Hollywood, he's advised some of them. So that's what I'm saying. We ain't got no Rudy Pooh tonight. So what I'm about to do is, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to pull up because I want people to know who he is before he start talking, Because he's been on the show plenty of times. I know him, but I got guests that's watching tonight. So we want them to know who he is. But, man, how's everything been going with you, bro? Man, you missed a good show on Monday. You missed a good impromptu show on Monday.
Oh, yeah. I already know 12-hour shifts, overnight shifts when you do a day. You forget where the day it is. Seriously, man, like one day I was like, what is the day? I'm like, I think it's Friday. I'm not even sure. Okay. Well, I'm gonna read it off my phone. So without further ado, John, we're going to go ahead and bring in our special guest. And I'm going to just read it off the phone here. It says, Brother Tahuti Maharaj, an herbalist, is a noted author, lecturer, and media analyst who also serves as a counselor to many luminaries in the world of entertainment and sports. He is a founder of www.theherbs.com. I don't think that is. He's going to give you the right one. A Los Angeles, California-based manufacturer and distributor of over 300 all-natural herbal products. That's what happens when I type. When I just type it into Google, that's what happens. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let us bring on our guest up for the evening, herbalist, Brother Tahuti Maharaj. Greetings, my brother. Yes, sir. I'm going to put it in the chat room. How's everything been going? It's been a long time. It's been about a couple of years since we had you on. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we ain't gonna prolong it. So you already know. I've been itching. I'm like, man, I gotta ask him what is his opinion on what's been going on in the world. Now, one thing you can't really say the C word because YouTube is pulling down videos. But you know what I'm gonna ask you. What do you think about all of that? I am going right now. I'm getting ready to pull up. Yes, sir. It's being recorded right now, but we're going to go ahead and, okay, because, yeah, I'm about to, we're live right now, so they can come tap in. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they take down videos and everything. Yeah. Far as they jab, okay. Your boy. I just don't understand how he just hop up there on the mic and said, all employees. I mean, all companies and businesses that have 100. Employees. So now I have one of my seasonal jobs has hit me up, was sent an email through and said, if you don't have it by this time, disciplinary actions. I'm like, well, you might as well say I'm fired. You don't even have to say disciplinary actions. Just say, hey, if you don't have it by this time, it's a done deal. And they even have like a little layout saying by October 8th, you should have the first shot, and November 1st or November 8th, you should have the second. They gave me a nice little layout of when I need to get on track. I'm like, well, might as well counsel me out now. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, wow, that's cool. Well, I'll certainly be doing that then, so I'll be hitting you up. I want to do that. Oh, definitely that exemption, because well, here's the thing, though, that really gets me is how can this man say that everybody needs to have it when there are people that I personally know, they say they can't get it because their immune system is compromised. Okay, like I know people that have epilepsy, people that have lupus, and they say their doctors told them, we can't get this. So, you know, that makes them exempt. Mm-hmm. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all hear that? There is a way out. We can set up these exemptions. Facts, right? Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just using these fear tactics. That's all just in fear. They get into the minds of the people. All right. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, this is great information. I'm learning something. I hope everybody that's viewing is learning something, because if you don't want this jab, here's your alternative, and he is laying it out for you right here. And I'm gonna move into something. I mean, it's still on the same topic, but man, it's like ever since this happened last year, March, man, relationships and marriages has been, you know, shut down. I mean, especially really when they came out and said you can get this jab, because one person may not want it, the other person is gonna go for it, and now it's like, well, we at a crossroad right now. Wait. We got to back that thing up. So you telling me that if I was to have sex with a woman that inhaled the jab, that can get inside of me? No, I ain't even heard of that. Wow, that's news to me. I just learned something, y'all. I just learned something. Wow. From a hub. Oh, man. Yeah. Right. Let me ask you this, because you just named something that I want our viewers to, that I really want our viewers to grab hold of. You just said Black's Law Dictionary. Which edition do you recommend? Because I've encouraged everybody plenty of times to grab a Black's Law Dictionary to know the laws, including myself. Fifth edition, okay. Yeah, because the laws, there's so many laws in there that you can just read to tell you, you know, your rights. Come on, teach, yeah. You're right. To tell you something that I found out, I heard the other day, you know, I haven't investigated, but you can tell me if it's true or not. I heard someone say that if you have farm animals living on your land, taxes, you don't have to pay taxes. You know what, this is one thing, you know, that I have to ask sometimes. I have to say, and, you know, I'm like, I'm not even that big time into politics, but I just have to say, like, what did Trump do to the black people? I mean, what did he do bad to the black people during his 4 years? And a lot of people, they get stuck, because I'm like, what did he do bad? I'm like, I do know about another group of people that he kept talking about, we're going to get them up out of here, you know, we're building a wall. But did that have anything to do with black people? Yeah, he did say that. Yeah. I saw that video. I've been trying not to say nothing about it because I know a lot of people, they're emotional about him. So I try to stay away from that. But I saw that video, and I was like, you got to be kidding me, Obama. How could you say something like that? That was very disrespectful, too, of him to do that. That was. Yeah. Yep. Flint, yep. And he said, yeah. And he said, it didn't nothing happen to me. Great speech. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's just what they did too. What we gonna do real quick, ladies and gentlemen? I see here we've been flowing for a minute. We're gonna anybody that's watching. Matter of fact, let me do some shout outs. Let me give some. Okay, hey, I got that link for you too. If you want to share it to Twitter? Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me give some shout-outs real quick to our chat. Man, love my chat. Shout-out to, let me see, Yisrael 1721. Shout-out to you, my sister. Appreciate you for joining us tonight. If you're not subscribed to the channel, please hit that subscribe button and that notification bell to let you know when we are live. Shout out to you. I see my girl Shannon. She in the building, or she stopped by and said what's up. So shout out to my girl Shannon. Let's see who else we got in here. D, of course, Mr. D, one of the the founding members of BZNZ. Shout out to you. Let's see who else have been here. We got Native Princess. Danye, shout out to you. You've been kicking it with us ever since you met us. Shout out to you. Let me see. Where did I put that link right there? Man, CC, hey CC, if you can you do me a favor, CC? Can you place that link in the private chat, brother Tahuti? He can see it. If you place in the private chat, but I got it on the screen as well, brother. So we got it on the screen. But to all our viewers, if you're watching, if you want to get in on this conversation, now is your time to go ahead and dial area code 323-870-4617. I'll say it one more time, 323-870-4617, because we're going to go ahead to the, thank you, CC. No, not that one. That's the stream, y'all. Can you go to like YouTube and find our video on YouTube and share that link to the group so brother Tahuti can share it to Twitter. Our link, our video on YouTube. Let me see. We see D is in the phone queue, and we want to bring D in, and then after D, we're gonna open it up and bring in John and CeCe. Let me see. All right, Mr. D, you live.
Okay, partner. Howdy to your guests and all that. Blessings and all be to everyone that's involved. I sort of bumped my knee a little bit when I heard the brother say that Donald Trump did more for the blacks than any president. Shoot that by me again. I got a little bit lost on that. Shoot that by me again. Well, I can't name one at this time. I can't name one at this. Well,
I mean, you can count on your finger, but you have to look at how my rap was
Okay, I'm still okay. I understand what you're saying. Okay, what? Okay, I understand what you. I understand how you like that.
Go ahead, D.
Okay, I understand the patting Donald Trump on the back and everything, and you did a lot of sidestepping there. I'd like to know what did Donald Trump do? Okay, so Donald Trump did invite somebody to the White House. What actions did he do? Or those so-called, I need you know, I need some press to get my picture taken with Donald Trump. What did those people that went in there with him? What did they come out and put into action for the system to help what you people call the black folks? Because, see, what you're talking about is you're talking about separation. You're talking about doing for the blacks, doing for the blacks, doing for the blacks. This United States Constitution that you just said is here to protect the people was not put together by black people. That United States Constitution was not put together for black people. There was no black people at the writing or the declaration of that Constitution. So, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but if what you're saying is you're trying to me it sounds like you're pumping up black supremacy as opposed to white supremacy. You say Donald Trump did more for the blacks. I haven't seen jack noodle of what Donald Trump did with the system to help individual black people. I haven't seen anything.
Okay. Mr. D, one more rebuttal, and then we're going
to throw this out there, and I'm going to back up off of it. Let me know when you want me to go.
Go ahead.
Okay, now, I hear what you're saying, and it's all about the money. Did not this guy that you just mentioned that ran against the recall in California, did he not come out before the election and ride on the same lie that Donald Trump lied on? Donald Trump said the election was stolen from him. Donald Trump bought in the ninja people that's supposed to, in Arizona, that's supposed to find all the, yeah, you know the people that are the cyber ninjas that was out there recounting the votes? Yeah, thank you, sir. They're the one that's supposed to find out that Biden stole the election in Arizona and that there was widespread fraud in election, okay? Their summary was Biden won by an estimated 10,000 more votes than Arizona gave him. Now, this is the lie that Donald Trump put out there before the election. And the same lie is the one that got the guy in California knocked off. You can say money, and I understand that money is behind a whole lot of it, a whole lot of the politics. But sometimes you have to come out and use what the gentleman said years ago, which is called common sense. I understand you said you don't vote. Okay, in my opinion, and I love you for being a human being, but in my opinion, you really don't have anything to say because you're riding off the freedom of the people that did vote and helped put the politicians in that gave you the right to enjoy what you've got now. If not, you would still be back there, shall I say, riding on the plantation. Everybody, I hear a lot of people talking, but how many people are talking about the black, how many people are talking about the black plantation owner that had over 150 slaves out on the East Coast? How many people are talking about him? How many people, and you're sitting up there knocking Obama. Okay, Obama said that he was the president of the United States, everybody. Mitch McConnell had the majority of the rule at the Senate time when Obama was president. Anybody that knows anything about politics knows the ones that got the majority rule in the Senate is the ones that carry the weight. On the inaugural night, Mitch McConnell said, we're going to do everything we can to stop him and make him a one-term president. Every bill that they brought up to Mitch McConnell, the power stroker at the time, he kicked it down. He stalled it. Now, if Donald Trump has done so much, explain to me why there were more millionaires and trillionaires in Donald Trump's reign than any other president since the United States been put together. And I'll sit back and listen to your answer.
I totally agree. You know, wait, we go certainly have you back to talk about that, because that's my boy D, and politics. Oh. Oh. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Feds will pull up on you. I know a few. Yeah, most definitely. We're going to... No, we want to do that in November. We're gonna call it out right now. November, we're gonna bring Brother Tahuti back and let him talk politics and law. That's That's Mr. D. That's his thing. Mr. D love that. I don't really do politics, but. Big time, big time. But we want to open it up to the panel. So let me say this real quick. I don't know who Jay is, but if you're gonna hop on this panel, we need you to turn on your camera. We don't do catfishing around here. We don't do no catfish. The only catfish I do is with hot sauce. All right, let me go on to bring. I'm gonna bring John and Cece in for now. And then we'll bring you in later, Jay. Go ahead. One at a time. Speak to our guests this evening.
Yes, sir. Yep. Right. Teach.
Going on, but another thing is what
Right. There's right. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that's just facts. That's fact. Let me say this real quick. John, go ahead and send that link to Savvy. Jay, I'm gonna bring you up in a few. But I wanted to say this. This is Mr. D right here. This is the guy that you was talking to about politics. I'm putting his comment up on the screen. That you was talking to earlier, but me and him, we always have a going back and forth on politics. And I'm gonna say this about Donald Trump, and I'll let you have it. What I tell him is that one thing I remember on my taxes, whenever I did my taxes when we was under Obama, is they would always ask me all these health care questions. And matter of fact, if I didn't do it right, because see, I'm a school bus driver by day, and so part of the year, we off probably about 2 or 3 months during the summer. We off. So if we didn't do that right, they'd try to charge me $700 for health care. But I noticed once your boy, the guy y'all been named Trump, once he got in there and I was doing my taxes, those questions went away. You gotta go find it. Find the book. Get the book. Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be too many people on the stage. I might have to pull some of y'all off. Keep going, brother. Well, Brother Jay, if you have any questions for him, go ahead at this time. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, pre-dead. That's what I've been wanting to know, too, about it, because I'm certain I should take one of the rounds. Yeah, absolutely. Come on, teach. Come on. Hey, Brother Tahuti, let me ask, for some that might want to hit you up, you know, outside of the show, where could they find you? So, like, you know, whoever watching, they say, you know, I need to hit him up to see, you know, how can he help me with this, writing this exemption? I'm about to put it right on the screen. Let's see, let me put it on the screen. There you go. You said 1993? Well, Brother Jay, appreciate you for tapping in. Did you have any more questions? Because we got one more gentleman we're going to bring up. I appreciate it, brother. Please subscribe to the YouTube page if you are not familiar with us. Hit the notification bell because we plan to have this brother come back a couple times because we're almost done with our program and we didn't even get to no herbal questions. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to get on that part. Then we're going to do a special show in November about politics. So hit that notification bell so you know when we live. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. Let me bring up, our good brother, good friend, Dwayne, King Dwayne, in the building. You muted. Greetings, bro. Now, I was about to say, that sounds a little familiar, Dwayne. Marriage is being broken up, yeah. Absolutely. All right, but I'll go ahead. Come on and teach. Mm. We did a show on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So she got to get him up out of there. She got to get him up out of there. Yeah. Right. Oh, big time, big time. They're getting that bread. Yeah, most definitely. Right.